Coffee and Faith with Rachel Reaver.
At school, my teachers regularly commented on my ability and passion for talking at all times during class. I was sure one day my talents for communication would be appreciated, and so it came as no surprise to anyone when I opted to start a career in the media. However, my mouth and tendency for chatter would be as much of a burden as it was a talent. I quickly found out the more I spoke, the more issues I would seemingly create for myself, whether it was an opinion I shared, information I released, or overpromising on a certain project. My frequent chatter sessions needed to be managed. Yes, I have a gift for the gab, but too much gabbing can cause some issues. You'd be surprised how much you are protecting yourself by saying nothing. I'm not talking about keeping quiet when boundaries are crossed or when you feel the need to confront. I mean the ability to keep silent even when your ego wants to show how much information you hold, share your opinion just to fit in, or to share an opinion that could be potentially harmful or hurtful to another person. If you are questioning whether you should say something, ask yourself this. Is it helpful or hurtful? Would I say it to their face? Is there any life in what I'm about to say? In Proverbs 13:3, it says, "Those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin." We live in an age where everyone's opinion matters and everyone can create their own platform. Your Instagram or Facebook post can create raving fans or people who agree with you and feel your need to be seen and validated in that moment. But trust me, it's not always worth it. Just ask the actress who was fired from a TV show because of a rude and thoughtless tweet she posted. Just ask the journalist who accidentally posted that a certain public figure had died and it was totally inaccurate and her career was ruined. The rush to be first, to be funny, to fit in, the need to post and vent can lead to rash decisions, regret, and long-term outcomes. Just because you can say something doesn't mean you should. There is so much power in withholding and disciplining yourself to say nothing when everything inside of you is desperate to share. So I have learned to share my things with God and those in my inner circle. Silence is sacred, or in the words of a 70s music legend, silence is golden. I still have to bite my tongue sometimes when my ego wants to share something, when my temper rises. But inside of me, I know that silence is usually the best option. Boring, but best. It protects me, my integrity, and my relationship with others. If you need some coaching or God-sense advice, I'd love to hear from you. Email rachel@rachelreva.com with your coaching question, and I'll provide some support in an upcoming segment.